Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be whether you can be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana if you're standing under an awning. You have an awning protruding from outside your home, covering the space right outside your home. You're standing under that awning. Are you allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush levana if you're under the awning? So the truth is that this minig that we have to go outside on the street to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana is not found anywhere in Shas. There is no Gemara that tells us that you're not supposed to be mekadosh the levana while still in your home. This comes from something that the Shilta Geboyim brings down, Maseches Brachos, where the Shilta Geboyim writes that a person shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana in his home under his gag, under his roof, but he does not bring down a reason for this minhag. He doesn't bring down this reason for this minig, and there are two reasons presented by the Paiskim to explain why a person is not supposed to be mekadosh levana while in his home. Number one, we have the reason of the Maharil. The Maharil brings down, and this comes from the Marach or Zerua, says the Maharil, the reason why you're not supposed to be mekadosh levana while in your home is because of a chashash toma. If you have a roof over you, then there's an oil now covering you, and perhaps there's some source of tuma that's in the same oil, that's in your oil, which is causing you to become tame. Therefore, we don't want you to be tame b'shas kiddush levana. We therefore tell you to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana outside when there is no roof over you, in order to avoid any situation of tuma. That is the interesting reason brought down in the Maharil. And Ramesha and Truvas and Igris Moshe is matmi on this. He says, why would we be more makbid for any concern of tumah by the mitzvah of kiddush levana more than regarding any other mitzvah? Why should we have this special akpada over here? And he says that it's tamua. It's something that's very difficult to comprehend. But this is the reason that is brought in the Maharil, that this halach is based on a concern of tumah. So you don't want to be under a roof to avoid concerns of tumah. However, the Bach has a different reason. And the Bach, over there in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Chav Vav, brings down that the reason why you're supposed to leave your home to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana is because the entire idea of kiddush levana is greeting the Shechina. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis that the purpose of kiddush levana is to greet the Shechina. And says the Bach, you only show kavod to the Shechina if you go out to greet the Shechina. If you go out to greet the Shechina, that demonstrates chashivos, that demonstrates prestige that you have for the Shechina. But if you do it in your home without going out to greet the Shechina, that lacks in kavod, and that is why we are makbid to have the person leave his home to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana. That's the reason brought down in the Bach. So the Magen Avraham brings down both reasons, the reason of the Maharil, the reason of the Bach. And the Mela says the Bach, if a person is worried about going outdoors, because there are goyim that might harm him, it's dangerous outside, or it's extremely cold. So a person could be mekayim the mitzvah, even indoors. Even indoors, in that case, it's a lack in kavod when you don't go out, because you're afraid to go out. And therefore, you can mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana indoors if it's difficult to go outdoors, and you don't want to lose the opportunities, mekayim the mitzvah. More than that, the Magen Avraham brings down from the Maharshal, and the Bach as well brings this down, that the Maharshal was once being massive with other people. He was enjoying a meal with other people, and he didn't want to go out to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana. So what he did was, he opened the window, or he could also open a door, and you can mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana even while in your home. You should either open the window, open the door, to have some exposure to the moon, and you can mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana even indoors. The Prima Gadam says, L'chatchila, you should open the window, but it's difficult to open the window because it's, let's say, cold outside, so you could see the moon even through the window, through the zchuchis, through the glass. You could be able to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana in that way. But at any rate, this is the minhag that's brought down from the Maharshal. The Maharshal, who was together with other people and didn't want to interrupt his meal to go outside, was mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana even indoors. Now, we know that the minig, in fact, is to go outside. The minig is in fact, to go outside and not to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush levana indoors, at least if it's possible. But we should point out that this entire din is only l'chatchila. It's only a l'chatchila, the good thing. It's a minig. It's not brought down in the Gemara. The Ramah, though, does pass it like this. The Ramah in Siman Tov Chavav and Sif Dalet brings down that a person should go outside to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. He shouldn't do it while being indoors. However, there's going to be a tremendous nafkamina between these two reasons. And that is, number one, in our case that we discussed in the beginning, if let's say you went outdoors, but there's an awning, and you are lamaisa covered by this rooftop, even though you are outdoors, can you be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana in this way? Or are you in violation of this din of the Shel Digabayir? It would be totally in this machlaikis, according to the Ma'aril, that it's based on a concern of tumah, so you still have the concern of tumah, because you're under a roof. And the same concern of tumah applies if you're under the awning. However, according to the Bach, the reason is because it shows covered when you run outside. If that is the case, lemaisa, you went outside. You went outside to greet the Shechinah, and that demonstrated you're covered for the Shechinah. You therefore can be mekayim the mitzvah Kiddush Levana even if you're under the awning. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Bach. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the reason of the Ma'aril, that it's based on the concern of tumah. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Bach, that the reason why you're supposed to go outside to mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is because you demonstrate you're covered for the Shechinah. And therefore, according to the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, a person could be mekayim in the midst of Kiddush Levana even under the awning. Now, lemaisa, the minhag is not like that. The minhag is not to be mekayim in the midst of under an awning. But a person should be aware that if you in fact see something mekayim in the midst of Kiddush Levana under an awning, you shouldn't object. You should not object because this is a valid performance of the mitzvah according to the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And according to the Psak of most Achorinim. Most Achorinim bring down as the Iker Shita, the Shita of the Bach, and therefore, under the awning would be mut. We should point out one more nafkamina that's brought down on the Yaskel Avdi, and that is a case, let's say, where you go outside, and you're under branches of a tree, Anfei Ha'ilon. So, again, this is going to be telling you this machlekes, is according to the Ma'aril, again, you should be concerned about Tomo, because it's big enough to fashion an oil. So, again, you have to be concerned about Tomo. However, according to the Bach, you certainly were Yaitze. You don't have to worry about anything because since you left the home, so even though you're now under branches of a tree, which constitutes some type of concern of Tumah, nevertheless, according to the Bach, we don't have to worry about Tumah, and therefore, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, even L'chatchila in this case.